Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Absolutely appalling and very upsetting. Truly shocked by the segregation of autistic children from their peers, like 10 steps backwards on the path to inclusive education. Well, that was the angry and hurt reaction from parents and campaigners to the government plan unveiled this week to provide special education centres as an emergency response to the shortage of appropriate school places for vulnerable children. One school principal described it as Mosny for kids. Now, yesterday, the Tánaiste Éile of Raidkerr told the Dáil that it could have been communicated better and insisted integration is the policy of government for children with special education needs. The Minister of State, Josepha Madigan, told 6-1 News last night that the plan was very much in its infancy and she's open to changing the name. I'm joined now by Gareth Noble, Children's Rights Solicitor with KOD Lines. Gareth, you're very welcome. Thank you for joining us. You've gone one step further and described this plan as unconstitutional. Why is that?
Well, the law is actually really clear in relation to this. We have a duty to provide a suitable and appropriate education to everybody, and talk of stopgaps, autism centres, temporary arrangements, that just doesn't wash with that constitutional standard.
So legally it doesn't wash?
I don't believe so. I mean, as I say, this isn't a luxury or a privilege for young people. This is absolutely a constitutionally enshrined right. And very recently, we actually we were the last European country to do so, but we brought into effect the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, and that adds another layer of protection and a value system, really, around how we integrate people and our citizens into society. And shoving them away into autism centres as a temporary arrangement is certainly also in breach of that convention.
But do you sense that there's a U-turn coming on this? We heard the Tánaiste saying that it could have been communicated better. The Minister of State, Josepha Madigan, saying that she's open to a name change.
But it's not. This isn't about a name change. This is about a values change. I mean, if this is about the value that is being placed on a child and their rights, and to suggest that this plan is in any way a child-centred or rights-based approach, it's a watered-down, diluted form of education that doesn't enable children to access the curriculum on a par with their peers. And it is for that reason that it is not just unjust, it is not just immoral, but it is unlawful.
And last night, Josepha Madigan said there's a misperception, a lot of misperception about what the plan was meant to be. She regretted that it had gone into the public domain before she had a chance to discuss it with stakeholders. What do we need to see now? I mean, she said all this despite the fact that the announcement came on her own Twitter account. But what needs to happen now, Gareth?
The last 48 hours have really been a further distraction. We just don't have the luxury of time in order to be able to get children the school places that they so desperately need for September. So the last 48 hours has been a further wasted opportunity in that regard, when children and their families don't have the luxury of time. The data, the numbers here have been well known to the department and the National Council for Special Education for years. And here we are, last minute, and this is the department's equivalent of the dog ate my homework. And therefore we need to move on now. I welcome the Tánaiste's clarifications yesterday, but we do need now to move on from all of this distraction and to ensure that the rights of children are enhanced and enforced. And the only way, the sole way we do that, is to ensure that they have an appropriate education suitable to meet their assessed needs, whether that is in a mainstream school with additional support in the form of special needs assistance and added resource teaching hours, whether it's the July programme, which is really, really important for many kids. 80% of children in special schools last summer didn't avail or couldn't avail of the school July provision programme. We need to ensure, as I say, the sole indicator of all of this is a proper form of schooling. As we sit here today, schools, special needs assistants, school principals, boards of management, parents, they still don't know in September the allocation of special needs assistance for schools. That's what the department should be focusing on.
Yeah, I mean, clearly there is a crisis here, isn't there? I mean, there are no places for 150 children that we know of who would have been catered for in this plan. Minister Madigan said that this was not to replace a special class. Now, I don't know how reassured you are about that, but going back to the fact that this plan clearly was viewed by some as necessary to respond to the fact that all of these children have no place in school in September?
I haven't heard one single person other than Minister Madigan describe this as necessary and suitable. It's not. It just doesn't meet any standard. And as I say, this is now no longer just a question of resources. It's about the value that we place on these children and their families, many of whom are languishing on waiting lists for speech and language therapy. And your programme has covered this so well. Speech and language therapy, occupational therapy, psychology. And then on top of this, that to which they're constitutionally entitled to isn't being vindicated. And we cannot any longer put children on the long finger and describe them as stopgaps. They're not. They're children with very, very specific needs, with constitutionally protected rights, and we need to have that vindicated. And the courts have made it very clear also that you cannot breach a constitutional right by saying, well, we are not putting the resources into that area. This has to be a priority.
This Section 37A notice that the Minister has spoken about, can you explain how that might help?
Well, the Section 37A procedure is hugely bureaucratic and needs reform. So effectively, it envisages engagement between the Department, the National Council for Special Education and schools around ensuring that there are suitable and appropriate school places, whether it's in the form of autism classes or indeed special education provision. If that engagement doesn't produce the results, well, then ultimately the Minister can compel schools to open such learning environments. Now, I think we've arrived at the point, and Claire, you've described it as a crisis. I think we've arrived at the point now where every school in Ireland, there has to be a discussion about not whether they provide for children with additional needs, but how they can be supported in doing so.
So is the Section 37A notice going to work then?
Well, it has the objective, but I mean, it's not just also simply opening a class and saying, this is our autism class. We have to train our teachers. We have to ensure that there are sufficient numbers of special needs assistants. We have to ensure that the culture is there of inclusion and acceptance and that children's needs are going to be met. Not this thing of transporting children past their local schools out into far-flung communities where we're spending millions on school transport provision for them, where they're passing their peers and their friends and their neighbours. We've got to get away from all of that, and we've got to see these children as we've got to have ambition for these children. We've got to ensure that they have the supports that they need and that they can be fully functioning members of society, and to give them and their families the absolute opportunity that we give all of our kids to be the best as they can be.
All right. Thank you for joining us on the programme, Gareth Noble, Children's Rights Solicitor.
Thank you, Claire.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.